Yo, 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 I'm back, baby. Shemaine EJ Mediate. How y'all feeling? How y'all living? How y'all chilling? Boy, it's been a while since I've been on my podcast, man. I miss y'all, man. Well, let's jump right into it. Y'all know, from the home, D.C., and I found out they was trying to mute the go-go music coming out of the metro spot. You can't do that, man. You can't take our culture. Go-go music is the home of D.C. Like, come on, son. Like, everybody know when you hear that 3 in the morning at Pancake House. Man, what? That's D.C., man. We've been doing it for 25 years in that place. But they gonna come up with some bush talking about what about the deaf and blind people that's walking in this area and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It ain't bothered them in 25 years. So what's the purpose of you bringing that shit up now? Another thing out here that's going on, man. Leave my man Kelly alone, man. Leave my man Kelly alone, all right? I mean, y'all killing it with this shit. Let me stop. It won't funny because it's sad because, you know, the man can't see his kids, you know what I'm saying? That's hard for a man. Like, a lot of women like to take credit for, you know what I'm saying, for raising kids. But it is some good men out here that really want to see their kids, and they can't because of certain stipulations. I mean, granted, I saw the little Lifetime story, and everybody got the same message. They wanted either to be in the industry or want to do some modeling or whatever. It didn't happen, so now I'm going to say this man touched me. I mean, that basically been going on for years, though. Motherfuckers tried to fuck their way into the industry, and then when it didn't happen, okay, now I'm going to try to take your career. Granted, if he did do it, he should pay. Now, you know, I'm a father of two daughters. So, well, first thing first on that note, my daughter ain't going to no goddamn grown-ass man concert at the age of 16 or younger. Like, you can dead that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you can't put all the blame on Kelly because it takes two to fucking tangle. It takes two to tangle. Why are you taking if you're going to do a meeting at a hotel room, it's going to be in a conference room. It's not going to be inside a hotel room. That's strike one. Strike two, why is your 16-year-old daughter disappearing on you like that to go meet this man without your... See, it starts at the home. See, people like to blame hip-hop. People like to blame games and what they see on TV and da-da-da-da. It starts at the home. It starts at the home. What you showing your kids, what you implanting your kids, what your kids are visually seeing, it starts at home. You can't keep blaming everything else for what you're not doing at home because, one, they got parental guidance on TVs that stop your kids from watching certain things. Now, you might can't stop it from what they see if they go to their friend's house, but you can stop it in your home. And if you're not comfortable, you know, I mean, even if you basically got to teach a kid, like, okay, you see this? This is the wrong thing to do. Doing this will get you in debt or in jail or hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta teach them that at an early age. Cause if not, they're gonna go out and do this shit because they've never been taught it. So I don't shed my child for certain things because I want her to see the effects of what can happen if you do certain things. You know what I'm saying? So you just gotta be on, you know what I'm saying? Oh, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. Now, I'm for one not going to be the type to be like, oh, yeah, like I personally knew the dude. No, I did not know him. You know, I did like his music. You know what I'm saying? It's sad to see anybody taking away from this world or their family. You know, it's sad to see all that, you know, and, you know, but one thing I would like to do, I would like to praise people more while they're alive than praise them more while they're dead. That's what I would love to see. I would love us to praise people more that's doing good for our culture, as they said that he was. And let's praise him while he's alive, more than when he's dead. It's a balance. I would rather be praised more as when I'm alive than I am dead. And when I'm dead, yeah, you know, I like the glory. Thank you for what you're doing. But can I get that while I'm alive? You know, that motivates people to keep going. But anyway, man, I just wanted to share my little thoughts, man. I'm back, though. So you about to hear a whole lot of shit. I'm about to start talking relationships and everything, man. Cutting negative people out of your lives. That's gonna be on my next. It's gonna be on my next segment, man. So I'ma holler at y'all later, man. It's your boy EJ the Comedian. Follow me on Instagram at EJ_Merlin. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what you think. I got a couple comedy shows coming up. Hey, let's get it, y'all. Be blessed.